In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Tuesday, October 3rd. Thanks for joining us. It's been nearly 2 weeks since Hurricane Maria tore through Puerto Rico, and still residents are struggling to get basic supplies. Food, water, some 95% of people are still without power. Today, President Trump made his first trip to survey the damage and do a little back patting for the federal response.
You can be very proud. Everybody around this table and everybody watching can really be very proud of what's taken place in Puerto Rico.
He also said this.
Now, I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's fine. We've saved a lot of lives.
Those costs are likely just the tip of things. We don't have a dollar figure yet on how much aid the feds might send. By some estimates, recovery in Puerto Rico will cost upwards of $30 billion. And it's far from the only thing on the table in D.C. with big budgetary implications. Really big. Take the GOP tax plan. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney was on Fox News Sunday talking about the tax framework. He said it would be okay if the tax plan added to the deficit, claiming it would spur economic growth.
If we simply look at this as being deficit neutral, you're never going to get the type of tax reform and tax reductions that you need to get to sustained 3% economic growth.
Deficit neutral. Let's take a second and explain what deficit neutral means. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Deficit neutral. It sounds simple, and it is. In the case of the Republican tax plan, deficit neutral means the plan wouldn't add to the deficit, despite huge tax cuts.
But you do get dragged into the swamp.
Not that swamp, says Bob Bixby, head of the Concord Coalition, a deficit watchdog group. The swamp he's talking about, the pool of gimmicks politicians resort to so they can claim something is deficit neutral, like...
The tax cut is going to juice the economy by so much that it would actually end up paying for itself.
That's what White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney was talking about over the weekend. Bixby says he's never seen that happen. But there are other tricks. Make your tax plan deficit neutral for just 10 years. Jacob Liebenluft of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities explains that one.
You might be encouraged to use gimmicks that reduce the deficit impact in that 10-year period, but explode the deficit afterwards.
And you can always trade out official government estimates of economic growth for your own. So you can justify deficit spending by saying it'll eventually be erased because the economy will be growing. And that means the government will take in more tax money and won't have to spend as much on benefits. Michael Strain is an economist at the conservative American Enterprise Institute.
Then food stamp spending goes down and the deficit goes down, too.
Strain says one way to avoid the gimmicks altogether, make the tax plan bipartisan, so both parties have to sign on to it, like the last time there was tax reform in 1986. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.